to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand a Filipino boxing champion topped your sports report today.
Kim, let's begin with the boxing champion nicknamed the Pac-Man.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fights, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao is training for the biggest fight of his career. On May 2nd, at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Pac-Man will trade punches with Floyd Mayweather in a welterweight showdown that's expected to be the highest-grossing fight in history. In Pacquiao's corner will be Hall of Fame trainer Freddie Roach, who thinks his fighter is ready to give Mayweather his first loss.
You know, I think Pacquiao's going to win the fight, yes, but it's not an easy fight, believe me. We have to fight the perfect fight to win, that I know. This is our best opponent by far. This is my biggest challenge of my life. I love challenges and, you know, studying this guy. He does make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't have any bad habits. He is a very, very difficult fighter to beat, but I think we can beat him, yes.
Freddie Roach says he thinks one of the reasons Manny Pacquiao can win is Floyd Mayweather has lost some of his foot speed in recent years.
I say his legs, I think, are a little shot, a little worn. But I think Pacquiao has better legs at this moment, at this time. But I think Pacquiao he's a little faster than Mayweather and hits a little bit harder. Mayweather has brittle, fragile hands, and he's not the biggest puncher in the world. But so I think that we have more assets to win the fight, I feel.
Some fight fans feel this blockbuster bout would have been better 5 or 6 years ago when the 36-year-old Pacquiao and the 38-year-old Mayweather were perhaps more in their prime. But Freddie Roach says he thinks the fight will live up to its hype.
I do think he'll live up to the hype at this point. I think it'll be a better fight now because I do think Mayweather has to slow. He doesn't move as much as he used to, so he has to exchange a little bit more. So it does make it more exciting. But 5 years ago, I would have probably favored Mayweather. Now I favor Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao promises to be in great shape on May 2nd. Especially with Freddie Roach overseeing his workouts.
Condition is the key. Manny needs great legs, like the Algerian fight. He was on his toes 12 rounds every minute of every round, and we train really hard for that. Well, we train hard for every fight, to be honest with you. But the thing is, we do have a new game plan intact, and I think that's the key part of the puzzle. And if my job is to get that in Manny's head.
That's Hall of Fame boxing trainer Freddie Roach, who will be in Manny Pacquiao's corner May 2nd when the Pac-Man takes on Floyd Mayweather in an epic welterweight showdown. In addition to Pacquiao, Roach trains other top fighters, including a couple from Nigeria, Latif Power Coyote, and Wally Omotosho, whose nickname is Lucky Boy.
That's why I'm Lucky Boy. That's why the people call me. In Nigeria, people call me Playboy, but that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I'm a Lucky Boy.
Lucky Boy in Hollywood.
Lucky Boy in Australia, Lucky Boy in Hollywood.
Voice of America.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Europe's premier club football competition, the UEFA Champions League, continues later Tuesday evening with round of 16 matches in Madrid, Spain, and Porto, Portugal. Defending champion Real Madrid is in excellent position to advance to the quarterfinals after a 2-0 road victory over Germany Schalke in the first leg. Reigning FIFA World Player of the Year Cristiano Ronaldo opened the scoring for Real in the 26th minute in that opening leg, and the Brazilian Marcelo sealed the victory with a goal in the 79th minute. Playing at home this evening, look for Real Madrid to move on to the quarterfinals. Porto will host Basel of Switzerland in this evening's other match, with the teams even at 1-1 after the first leg. Paraguayan striker Derlis Gonzalez gave Basel an early 1-0 lead in that match before Brazilian defender Danilo scored a vital equalizer for Porto off a penalty kick in the 79th minute. I'm going with the home team to advance. So there you have it, UEFA Champions League fans. I'm picking Real Madrid and FC Porto to go through to the quarterfinals this evening. There will be two more UEFA Champions League matches on Wednesday. The Blues of Chelsea, who have more than a few followers in Africa, will host Paris Saint-Germain of France. The teams played to a 1-1 draw in the first leg in Paris. And Bayern Munich of Germany, the 2013 champion, is at home against Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine. Bayern and Shakhtar played to a scoreless draw in the first leg in Ukraine. I'm again picking the home teams, Chelsea and Bayern Munich, to advance on Wednesday.
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together we can beat Ebola.
In National Basketball Association action Monday night, the Atlanta Hawks became the first club to hit 50 wins this season when they spanked the visiting Sacramento Kings 130-105. Kyle Korver and DeMar Carroll each scored 20 points for the Hawks, who have spread their wings and soared this NBA season, becoming one of the league's surprise teams. Korver was one of four Hawks selected to last month's annual NBA All-Star Game in New York City. Kyle did most of his scoring Monday night from long distance, making 6 of 8 shots from three-point range. In Chicago, it was a meeting of two all-star Spanish big men who are also brothers. Marc Gasol and the Memphis Grizzlies defeated Pau Gasol and the Chicago Bulls 101-91. The Gasol brothers, who were also selected for the All-Star Game, both played well. Marc scored 23 points for the Grizzlies, who are in second place in the NBA's Western Conference standings behind the Golden State Warriors. And older brother Pau had 13 points and 11 rebounds for the Bulls, who are currently in fourth place overall in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings. In fifth place are my beloved Washington Wizards, who have not been playing well lately, but the Wiz Kids turned in a good performance Monday night in North Carolina, where they scored a 95-69 road victory over the Charlotte Hornets. And this reminder for our VOA basketball fans, Charlotte is the club owned by NBA great Michael Jordan. The Sunny Side of Sports sends early birthday greetings to Anthony Davis, one of the big young stars in the NBA. Anthony will celebrate his 22nd birthday on Wednesday. On Monday night, Anthony scored a career-high 43 points to power the New Orleans Pelicans to a 114-103 road victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with more sports news. And Mark begins with an Algerian cyclist.
In cycling, Algerian Hicham Chabani won the third stage of the Tour of Oran in Algeria's second largest city, some 410 kilometers southwest of the capital Algiers, on Monday. Eritrean Emmanuel Gerizerga was second ahead of Algerian Azerdine Lagab. As this was the final stage of the event, Lagab became the overall winner and received the yellow jersey. This is the second event in the month-long Grand Tour of Algeria. In athletics, Mike Kosgei clocked 1 hour, 1 minute and 28 seconds to win the first ladies half marathon in the Kenyan capital Nairobi on Sunday. Georgina Jepkurui claimed the women's crown. The event is the brainchild of the Kenyan first lady Margaret Kenyatta, who also completed the race. The contest is part of the Beyond Zero campaign aimed at raising funds to finance better health care with the aim of reducing maternal death and infant mortality. In table tennis, the International Table Tennis Federation, ITTF, Men's Player of the Year, Kwadri Aruna, and Olufunke Oshonaike lead Nigerians vying for honor in the men's and women's contests at the Nigerian leg of the ITTF World Tour. The competition at the Teslim Balogun Stadium in Lagos starts today, Tuesday.
VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip.